on that moral side, what are kind of the, either A, the things you look for, B, maybe the, you know, the worry or the angst in making that sort of decision?
Well, I would tell you this, you know, you get a couple of different ways to acquire talent in this league. You have a draft process and then, you know, free agency process. And then the free agency part does involve trades and that kind of thing. So from my perspective, what we do is we try to exhaust ourselves in the effort to improve our football team, not just at that position, but at every position. And so you're right. There are different types of evaluations and different risks that you have to manage in terms of how you acquire players. But that's just a part of a player acquisition and a part of roster building.
Is it all film-based?
Well, no, it's comprehensive. I mean, you look at the environment that we're in now. So in terms of the draft process, it's film-based. It's you know, live exposures, going to games. It's interviews. It's medical. So there are all kinds of different things, obviously, that impact that decision. And it's never just one particular matrix. Well, I think we're in good shape cap-wise. I really do. I think Chris Olsen, our VP of Football Administration, and Kevin Krakovic, those guys do a great job of managing our salary cap, negotiating our contracts. And so I do feel like we'll be able to do whatever we want to do. Well, I think he's right. I mean, he's a head football coach, and he's the expert that way. And so those things that he talked about are the things that you do. I mean, you've got to go back, and you've got to study, and you've got to figure out, what are you asking the guy to do? What is he doing? What is he capable of doing? What is he good at? What's he not so good at? The balance of the football team. I look at our team, and, obviously we, had a lot of new parts and pieces on the offensive side of the football last year. You know, new quarterback, new running back, new guard, new wideouts, And so it takes time for all of that to come together. And we knew that. We felt like we could be pretty good on defense again. And obviously we played pretty good on defense and finished, with the number one ranked defense in football. And that offensive piece has to continue to gel. We spent a lot of time, effort, and energy, on the defensive side of the ball. And we did that with some acquisitions last year on offense, but it takes time. And so we recognize that. We understand that. It also takes a lot of work. And we understand that and recognize that, and our guys are committed to doing that, and that's what we're working on now. Well, it's no real difference in what we've talked about before during the offseason, Aaron. It's the same thing. He's got to go back and look at what he can do better. We've got to look at that as a group. We've got to improve as a whole, our entire football team. That's the thing I love about the sport of football. I mean, it really is the ultimate team sport, and it requires that everyone's on the same page and that everybody execute together. And that's the way that things happen successfully, and that's what we all understand, and that's what we're working towards. Well, anytime that you talk about, whether you're talking about physical characteristics, there are what we call position parameters, right? And so you look for a certain size, a height, weight, speed, strength, vertical explosion, lateral explosion, some of those things that you look for just by position because of what you will ask each position group to do. And that doesn't just, that's just not isolated to offensive line play. That's across all positions. What you have to do as a group, and it starts with the coaches, is what are we going to ask these guys to do, and how are we going to ask them to execute? And then we have to look at it from a personnel perspective and say, what are the physical characteristics and traits that he needs to have in order to execute that particular scheme? And so that's a lot of communication. It's a lot of film evaluation. But I do think that our group has done a nice job. I think if you look at our football team and the way we built our team, the communication and understanding between our coaching staff and personnel staffs, I think, gives us a chance to acquire players, whether it's in the draft or whether it's in college free agency or free agency, that can come in and do what we're going to ask them to do. And there's a lot of examples on our team of that. So it varies from position to position. Yeah, I'm a Big Ten guy, so obviously I have a little bit of bias that way, right up here in the Midwest, being from Purdue up the road. But, I think really what you're speaking to as much as anything is the level of competition. So level of competition, where a guy, is raised and how he's trained and the competition and what the environment that he's used to playing in. It matters. It's not the end all, the be all. There's certainly, you know, numerous and countless examples of players who have come from smaller schools that have not had the benefit of being in the big time programs that are just as good, you know, in terms of playing football as those guys from those other programs. It is something that we look at, but again, it's not anything that's you know, the end all to be all to any evaluation. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, it becomes a little bit more of a projection. I think, again, it goes back to the whole idea and the concept of what are we going to ask the guy to do. And in those evaluative opportunities, whether it's, you know, in a game situation or here at the combine as he's moving around athletically, you've got to determine what you're looking for and what you're going to ask the guy to do. And then you've got to project in some instances, especially when you talk about the spread offenses or things that guys are doing that aren't necessarily indicative of what you're going to ask him to do in your scheme. But you've got to be able to project in terms of what he's doing and what you're going to ask him to do. And that is a little difficult. You know, it's easy when you can see a guy go do exactly what you're going to ask him to do and you can evaluate that and judge that. It becomes a little bit more interesting, you know, when you have to project. And that's part of our business. And, you know, to the degree that you can do that because there's so many teams that are, you know, running those types of offenses, you better know how to project a little bit to be able to find players that fit into the schemes and the things that you're going to ask them to do offensively and defensively. Yeah, you do. The thing I like about it, though, Aaron, I think we've had an opportunity to really prepare, right? So we've had an extra week, you know, to you know, get our coaches really introduced to the draft class, and so I think we're more prepared. I think, you know, we worked through our evaluations for our football team. We looked at the free agent class. I've had a chance to introduce them to the draft class, and so I think everybody's a little bit more prepared. Now, you're right on the back end. You know, we'll leave here next week, and all of a sudden free agency is going to be on you pretty quick. But I think we're prepared. So, you know, I think if you use your time wisely and you prepare, I don't know whether it matters much. Well, you know, I think I feel pretty good about it. I think you look at our team. I mean, I think 9 of 10 of our first round picks are still on our football team. So we've had some success at keeping our guys. And that's the way that we've decided to build our football team. And that's through the draft. And we've identified the good young players. And it's not only first round picks. It's other players that have performed. And so, again, I will tell you that, and I don't say this lightly, about the job that Chris Olsen does, you know, and, you know, and managing our salary cap, putting us in a position to have the chance to keep those players. That's a big part of what we do and what we've decided to, how we've decided to manage our football team. And so, you know, I'm confident in that. And then listen, and, you know, the reality is that you can't keep, you know, all your good young players, but the balance of your football team is made up of players that you draft. And in that core group, you know, hopefully are players that you've drafted and you've developed, and then they are arrow up type players and that you can get those players under contract long term and, you know, and continue to build your football team. Yeah, I believe that. I think everybody knew what he was capable of from an athletic perspective. I mean, the guy's just gifted. And so I don't know that anybody doubted that. I think it was a function and a product of the fact that he was injured, that he didn't produce the way that we all anticipated and knew that he could. And I think what you saw this year was a function of his availability. He was healthy. You know, he's still got a long way to go. I think he recognizes that, but I think he got, you know, I think his appetite's wet for it now because he can see how good he can be. I think he can see how good, you know, our defense and our team can be with his production, you know, and he fit in, he worked, you know, and he's worked to get himself, you know, in this position through, you know, a lot of injury. And it was just good to see him have the production and success that he had. He's got a long way to go, though.
Flipped you over the edge, I guess.
Well, I'm going to go back to what we talked about. There's some types of evaluations are a little bit more definitive than others in the sense that sometimes you've got a lot of, whether it's a guy playing a spread offense and he's not doing the things that you're going to ask him to do, or whether it's a case where there's not a lot of tape to evaluate at this level, but there was tape to evaluate. And so in both cases, you know, even less in the case of Matt, you know, in terms of, you know, NFL play. But that's what we do. We project, we evaluate, and that's how we do our jobs. Our goal is to keep all of our good young players, and DeAndre is a good young player. So, yes, we are absolutely intent on re-signing him. When that happens is up for debate, but he's definitely in our plans. And he's an excellent young football player, and I think he's one of those guys that we just talked about that's an arrow up player, and we certainly want to continue to build around him. Well, I think we've got a really strong Hispanic fan base in Houston. I think we've got a diverse, you know, population in Houston, and it was good to go down to Mexico City and play. Unfortunately, the game didn't end the way we wanted it to end that way from a win-loss perspective, but I thought our team played well. I thought the experience was good. I think the NFL will continue to invest in Mexico City. I think it's a good thing for the NFL and for Mexico City. What we try to do from a salary cap management perspective is we try to write contracts that do a couple of things that are good deals for both sides, that allow the team to maintain our flexibility to continue to improve because we're constantly trying to improve our football team. And that's the bottom line. And so that's what we do. And so what we're trying to do is write contracts that give us the flexibility to do anything that we're trying to do. We don't want to be handicapped by salary cap constraints. Now, the truth of the matter is that's the way that it is, right? You can't pay everybody. We just talked about that. And so that's one of the reasons why you can't, you know, keep all of your players, because you've got to allocate resources and dollars in areas and places where you think, are most important. And that's just a part of salary cap management, of roster building, and that's just what we do.